We are now joined by Indianola head girls coach Jeff Jansen. Coach, kind of a gritty win for your girls team tonight against Newton here tonight. Can you kind of walk me through the your team's game tonight?
You know, it's always a game like this, especially at Newton, but against Newton. And, you know, not the prettiest stats as I'm looking at our score sheet, but tough teams win tough games. And I'm proud of our girls for coming out here making enough plays to win tonight.
You know, your girls played a good defensive game, able to, force Newton on some off shots, able to get some rebounds, second chance points, and force turnovers as well. You know, what have you kind of done as coach to kind of help continue that as you've gone throughout your season?
Yeah, you know, we're still trying to mix things up, whether that's running some man, running some three-quarter court press, but for the most part, it's our girls making plays, it's our girls getting rebounds, and buying into the game plan, and again, that's a credit to them, that's a credit to the coaching staff to being able to throw out better ideas and different ideas to try to see what we can do, and we've reinvented ourselves a little bit in the last couple weeks.
You know, your girls kind of have a lineup where you have a diversity of girls that can score both from the perimeter and both inside as well. How kind of nice is that to have as a coach where you have girls with a lot of options of how they can score the basketball?
It's really nice. You know, pretty balanced scoring, I believe, with four girls with 8 or 9 points tonight, which is big, especially when we were down to starter tonight. But, you know, it's fun to see the ball go in. And again, when we're able to get the ball into the paint, and attack and really try to find those shooters out on the perimeter, and equally so, our girls having the confidence to catch, ready to shoot, and hey, we want you to shoot those ones. That the ball's going in, keep building that confidence, and our girls are playing a little bit more confidently than we were earlier this year.
Has there been a little bit of frustration at all for me this year in just terms of free throw shooting this season?
Absolutely. You know, just the other night we were, 5 for 8 or 6 for 9 or something like that on Friday night against Colored Christian. And so 13 for 29, it is horrendous, without a doubt. But again, that's our girls stepping up to the line. They earn the right to get to the free throw line. We could have probably shot more free throws tonight, quite honestly. But at the same time, too, we're not going to hand back this win, and we're going to keep practicing those free throws and building that confidence.
You know, you get a big conference win here on the road at Newton. Kind of late in January, you're at the point where you've got about kind of 2-ish weeks left of the regular season. How nice is it to get a kind of a momentum booster here tonight?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You know, we have 4 away games in 8 days now, and that's one of the toughest stretches in my coaching career, without a doubt. And so for us to start with a victory tonight, it was great. The girls deserve a much better, much deserved day off tomorrow. And, I'm excited to get back to work with them on Sunday afternoon as we prepare for 3 games next week.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about the road trips that you guys have coming up. You know, how do you get kind of, as coach, keep the girls fresh, stay locked in, keep the intensity matched as you go through a tough stretch, like you mentioned?
Well, absolutely. So our girls are going to softball workouts twice a week. They're playing club volleyball. They're coaching. Zoe Bell is coaching our Indianola Volleyball Club 1200 team. So our girls are ridiculously busy. And Sunday, quite honestly, is going to be a day where we prepare for Ankeny and Oski the best that we can. But it's going to be light because, again, these girls are so stinking busy. And again, trying to support them the best that we can. They're a fun group to be around. And, again, we're missing Dana Blake tonight. Dana, we miss you. But, we're hoping she gets back healthy and we'll be rolling full health next week.
Coach, I appreciate you coming and visiting with me tonight. Congrats on a good win for your girls tonight.
Thank you so much. Really proud of this team and excited for the stretch run.